I'm going to jump in here for a minute. I'm going to kick off this next dipper and work through it over the next half hour. I got a guest coming in the top of the hour, so I want to get done before he calls in. But the deportation machinations, by the way, it's like every day. It's like it's Christmas. So, and the things that keep happening, the left is looking for reasons to melt down. Like, first of all, I don't know if y'all saw this or not. I did not know we even had a Spanish language version of the White House website. Did you know that, JP?
No.
I guess we've never needed it. Yes. But people went to the Spanish language version of the White House website to find that it had been taken offline over the weekend. Just gone. With a one of those 404 errors.
Yeah.
And it has like the image of the White House. It says 404 across the top, and it says page not found, and a button below that said go home. And they immediately thought, this is a passive aggressive. You're telling people to speak Spanish to go home.
It's kind of ironic, isn't it?
Yeah. So, yeah, by the way, I didn't realize Trump took down the Spanish language version of the White House website in his first term, too. And I get it. I mean, what? Anyway. But the redirect, but all it was a redirect button that would send people back to the home page, but it said go home. And I saw a screenshot of it, and it was, I mean, it was like the Babylon Bee had done this, you know. Anyway, the bottom line is they got it fixed. Everybody can calm down now. Now it says go to home page.
I hope they're happy.
But the Spanish language site is gone. And they left it up with a go home button. By the way, you'll also be glad to know as we talk about the deportations machinations, the things that are happening to secure our southern border. Breitbart reports that U.S. Customs and Border Protection is now installing new wall panels along the Mexico-New Mexico border. They're digging in, man. They are literally putting up the barriers. They are literally putting up the wall. It's only been in office for 7 days. I got more on this and what's been happening with the raids around the nation. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. I'm talking about from Huntsville over to Chattanooga. I'm talking about from Tuscaloosa over to Gadsden. I'm talking about big old patches of Georgia and Mississippi all thrown in just for good measure. All right, listen, by the way, in case you did not know, Right Side Media is the parent company of Right Side Radio. So if you're listening to us right now, we are just one production right now of a larger company. There's a lot of stuff we got. I'd encourage y'all to check it out. We've got Right Side Media being the parent company that holds Right Side Radio. We've got the Liberty Minute podcast with former Navy SEAL Jared Hudson. We got my other podcast called The Right Philosophy. We got Emily Jones, the Controversial Mom podcast. We got Birdman, the Right Click podcast about tech and high end gaming. And there's more coming. We got some stuff in the works right now I'm pretty excited about. But we also have a lot of written stuff. I mean, so it's a full service media conservative content company. Check it out. I want to ask you to check it out at rightsidemedia.org. And then you can stream us, you know, online. Like Charlene, my lovely wife, she listens to the show more often than not on her phone. You can stream us online. A bunch of y'all already streaming right now through X, either at my account, at Sin Phil Williams, or at Right Side Media's account. You can also find us on YouTube. You can find us on, Rumble, on Twitch, on our website.
Our website, and hopefully soon in the works, Facebook Live as well.
Yeah. So all the things. Listen, just go. And by the way, do us this if you don't mind. We're a growing company, and every one of those platforms that we're on, they actually have like levels you have to reach for that allow you to do the next things. If you go to one of those platforms and you're listening to the show or watching a podcast or whatever, if you wouldn't mind, please hitting subscribe or follow or like or whatever the case may be on that particular platform. It actually helps us a lot as a company, and it would mean the world to us to do that. You guys put us over the top on YouTube, and we hit over 1,000, and now we're pushing 1,200. But the more of y'all that do it, the more we're allowed to do by those platform owners. So anyway, there's all that. Right Side Media, rightsidemedia.org. That's all our stuff. I'm in number two of the Triple Dipper, deportation machinations. So you may be curious to know what's going on around the nation. Have you heard about Chicago? Well, I thought they were a sanctuary city. So freaking what? That's where we are. So, yeah, so Tom Homan's out and about and busy. And like last week, I don't know if you remember this or not, but last week, I think it was Tuesday, day two of the Trump administration, Wall Street Journal got a hold of a report that there were planned Trump administration raids in Chicago, and they leaked the details. And Homan didn't even care. He's like, whatever, we're coming. And they went and did what they had to do. So they had a multi-agency immigration enforcement operation in Chicago. They went in and they began arresting. I want to say they had over 50 arrests in Chicago alone. They've made almost 1,000 arrests of illegal immigrant criminals across the United States just in the first week. Now, here's the thing, and I said this in my podcast. I did my podcast over the weekend. Production will have it finished and up and ready by Wednesday, but I talked about this at length. Think about this. For them to be able to do the raids that quickly means they already had a file on these people. They knew where they were. They had just not been allowed to go get them. That's amazing. We're talking about people with violent histories. We're talking about criminals. We're talking about people who came here with criminal records. We're talking about people who have done things since they've been here that are criminal. We're talking about drug abusers and drug peddlers and drug smugglers and human trafficking and in violent crimes like, you know, rape and you know, assault and all of it. And these guys have been walking around like scot-free. Meanwhile, ICE and the other enforcement agencies knew where they were and weren't allowed to do anything until, just like that, Trump gets elected and the raids started. Bam. Whole new day. So, yeah, they went to Chicago. And I don't know if you heard about the controversy, but all of a sudden it was like, Trump's raiding elementary schools and scaring children. And no, he wasn't. No, he wasn't. I believe it was a junior high school, if I'm not mistaken. That was not an immigration raid. That was the Secret Service responding to a student who posted threats against the White House. Meanwhile, J.B. Pritzker, the uber-liberal governor of Illinois, was calling out the Trump administration and then had to recant. You gotta love it. Story here on townhall.com. Mass deportation raids have begun in Los Angeles. But I thought they were a sanctuary city. They are. And we don't care. So yeah, Trump is using the law 287G, I believe it is. The 287G arrangement that allows him to get willing state and local law enforcement officials to carry out federal, it basically deputizes them under federal law. And they've been doing it. And so right now, the urban enclave of Los Angeles, ICE agents and federal law enforcement officers in conjunction with local law enforcement swooped in and began getting people up, rousting them out of their beds, taking them out of their homes, saying, you know what, I'm sorry, but by Friday they had arrested 593 criminals, by the way, and another 449 detainer requests. It's a whole new day. Like, wow.
It's funny, like, mainstream media is acting surprised as if they weren't expecting this to come.
I didn't think you'd really do it.
I can't believe I'm forgetting this lady's name, but she did an interview with Tom Homan, and she was like, are there going to be deportations like this every day? And he's just like, yes.
Yes.
It's like, wait, so every single day there's going to be deportation? Yes.
Yes, there will be.
It's like almost like he said that the whole campaign.
Like, did you, so basically it goes back to my monologue for the day. I say what I say.
Yeah.
This is what part surprised you?
Yeah.
What else we got here? DEA. Oh, Tren de Aragua. Tren de Aragua, por favor, por qué? So DEA busts dozens of illegal aliens, Tren de Aragua members in Colorado raid. So yeah, this is Aurora, Colorado, where they were taking over whole apartment complexes. Federal agents arrested dozens of Tren de Aragua members in an overnight raid in Aurora, Colorado. The DEA busted close to 50 members of the notorious Venezuelan gang at a makeshift nightclub in Aurora, a well-documented hub of Tren de Aragua activity. This is nothing but good stuff, man. Did you see the thing with Dr. Phil going out with Tom Homan?
I did. It was pretty. It's pretty cool. I like that duo. Yeah.
Yeah. They arrested one sex offender who preys on small children from Thailand who's been deported before.
I think I saw that clip you were talking about. Yes.
Yeah.
And he actually knew who Dr. Phil was.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I think
you're Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
Yes, I am. Why do you know me? I've seen you. The interesting thing is what we're seeing is this is causing what I would call a second and third order effects. It's not just what's happening with the roundups. It's not just what's happening with law enforcement being allowed to do their jobs. Allowed to do their jobs. We're also now seeing that it's rippling through the migrant, illegal migrant community. Like a story here from Wokespy, Dateline yesterday. It says, oh, what a difference a week makes. President Donald Trump signed a flurry of executive orders laying waste to gender ideology, restoring girls' rights to male-free sports and all of it. And the main campaign, and the man campaigned on stopping illegal border jumpers. And then he says, major media, sort of what you said a moment ago, are signaling shock and horror at the very idea of deporting illegals. But what we're also seeing is, in Mexico, migrants are now advising each other not to try and cross the border. Oh, pray tell, why would this be? I don't know. Maybe because they realize there's a new sheriff in town. Yeah, Libs of TikTok brought us a clip. The illegals themselves know what time it is. One guy quoted saying, I don't recommend to cross, as he sadly walks himself back into Mexico. That's nothing but goodness.
I can just picture that. Like tail between his legs, you know, slouch. I wouldn't do it.
And listen, right now, what they're rounding up, these are the criminals.
Yes.
These are the actual criminals who are here, not just illegally. They're here committing crimes while they're here. And this has got to get shut down. He also, by the way, has immediately restored the catch and return policies. Not catch and release, catch and return. I'll give you more of this when we get back from the break, but here's the end result. What we're seeing is self-deportations are suddenly on the rise. Migrant caravans on the south side of the border are stopping. The number of people crossing the border is down exponentially. ICE raids are happening around the nation. I've got stories here with, I've got New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, Aurora, Colorado, and Denver, Los Angeles, and more. They're everywhere. And they're doing this, and then they're even starting the deportations. The flights have already begun. They're loading them on planes and taking them out of here. And the press doesn't know what to do with this, and I don't know why they're surprised. That's what gets me, is I don't know why they're surprised. How can he? I don't know how he. Is he really going to? Did he do that? He did. Well, what did you think was going to happen? Like he was going to go, you know, it was a campaign promise, but that's just politics. No. This is legit, y'all. This is called making a difference. This is called keeping your promise. This is called securing the borders. And we're seeing it right now. Since every state's a border state, we're seeing these raids everywhere. Watch for them in your backyard. They'll be coming to a town near you. Just stand by. All right, take me to a break there, JP. We'll do the break right now. We'll come right back, and I'll get caught up on some text messages because a bunch of y'all's texting in. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.